Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hello, Patrick.
Oh, hi, the devil. You really do have horns.
Yes, I do. Aren't they fearsome?
Yes, they are, the devil.
Anyway, I came to ask if you want to sell your soul in exchange for making your podcast famous.
Yes, where do I sign?
Is there any soccer news going on? Anything like that?
Well,
this is an episode where we showcase you, Patrick. So right. I thought if you want to get any soccer news out of the way.
Let me just get this off my chest.
Crystal Palace or Crystal Castle or Crystal... What?
Yeah, Crystal Palace. You had
Crystal
it right
Palace,
first
okay.
time. Very well done, sir.
Okay.
Now, I just want to say...
Hi, everyone. This is Patrick, and this is the 666th episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. That's right, 666, Mark of the Beast. Which means it's time for me to tell you a tale of Suburbs Pod and the Devil. It's the story of a digital recorder and rock and roll, a narrative of disappearing recordings, and our commitment to you, our friends and listeners. You see, it all started last month when Jim came over to my basement to record three episodes of this podcast. And record we did. One episode on my July new music picks, one for Jim's, and a third one, an episode of Patrick's Book Nook. The volume we focused on was called Season of the Witch, How the Occult Saved Rock and Roll. It's really the story of the devil and his influence on the dark arts and rock and roll, the mysteries of Robert Johnson, Jimmy Page, Black Sabbath, and others. As some of you may know, I have a separate set of recording equipment here in my basement. The main part of the setup is a digital recorder that is made by the same company who made a four-track cassette machine I often recorded on in the mid-80s. That old cassette recorder was temperamental, to say the least, often adding strange sounds me and my friends were sure we didn't record, and not recording certain things we were certain we did. After a while, the recorder acquired a nickname, Satan. After Jim and I recorded our two music new episodes, I noticed a warning message on my digital recorder that said the memory was running low on the SD card. Luckily, I had a backup card with lots of free space, so I popped that new one into the recorder and created a new track called Episode 666. We recorded the episode and some intros, and Jim made his way off into the suburban night. As some of you may know, especially if you support us on Patreon, those two new music episodes had to be re-recorded because the SD card on which they were captured turned out to be corrupt. Now, given that we have recorded over 650 episodes up to that point, it's kind of amazing we haven't had more technical issues. We've really been very lucky. So, we accepted it, moved on, and redid those episodes and got them published on time. As I drove back from Jim's house that night after the re-recording, I was thankful I had recorded episode 666 on a different SD card that worked just fine and had plenty of free space. Or so I thought. Flash forward to a few days later. I inserted the SD card into my computer, exported the intros we did, and then selected the episode titled 666. When the file opened, my heart sank to my knees. It was only 1 second long. I didn't hear Jim's voice. I didn't hear my voice. I didn't hear the Book Nook theme. I heard nothing about Satan and rock and roll. You can imagine my horror and embarrassment. I had failed completely. We had spent an evening recording three complete episodes of Rockin' the Suburbs, and I, as engineer, had captured none of it. I felt so low that I was sure I could have easily played handball against the curb. Even though it was only 2 p.m., I crawled into bed, pulled the covers over my head, and wept. When I awoke, it was dark. Night had fallen. I looked at the clock on my bedside table. It read 11:45 p.m. Suddenly, I had a revelation, an idea, a vision so clear that it instantly elated me. It was the perfect solution to my problem. If Satan had erased our recording, certainly he could bring it back. All I would have to do was make a deal with him, and I, in my moment of desperation, was prepared to do it. anything to save me from having to tell Jim I had failed. I couldn't bear to incur his wrath and force him to re-record a third episode. So I immediately headed to the nearest crossroads, Washington Street and Broad Streets in downtown Falls Church, as the clock approached midnight. The moon cast an eerie fluorescent glow on the deserted intersection, almost like a marquee, you might say. Suddenly, at the far end of Washington Street, a long black Cadillac slid into view. The car gently rolled to a halt in front of me, and the tinted passenger side window slid down. There was no mistaking who was at the wheel. It was Satan himself. He asked why I was at the crossroads, and in a shaky, desperate voice, knowing it may cost me my soul, I told him. He nodded solemnly and motioned for me to get into the car. Once inside, he asked me to direct him to my house. When we arrived, he followed me into the basement. I turned on the recorder, and what you're about to hear is my face-to-face confrontation with the Dark Lord himself.
Well, thank you, Patrick, for having me down in this basement. It's quite clammy, and quite enjoy it.
Thank you, Satan, for coming down, and as I told you in the car on the way over here, I'll do anything to get this episode back, because...
Truly, I see this, yes.
Is there anything that you can do, Satan, because I know you used some of your satanic magical powers to erase the episode because you thought we were making light of your influence on rock
it's
and roll.
It's not actually true. I was actually on holiday at the time in Mallorca. You've ever been, Patrick? The Black Sand beaches are quite goth.
I didn't know that yes. You liked to get a suntan.
Oh, yes. Here's the thing about the hill. There's a lot of fire, but it's actually quite dark. So don't get the vitamin D I need, so the summertime, you know.
So you didn't have anything to do with erasing this episode?
Oh, no. It must have been an act of God, I'd say.
What do you mean?
I mean, it was just horrible. You had to save the human population. It was something I would actually like it to come out. I'd think, it would be quite awful.
So you don't listen to our podcast anything to do with it?
Absolutely not. I mean, I don't have influence of the mediocre arts.
Well, that's terrible, Satan. Do you think it could be that I just maybe forgot to press the record button?
I think that must have been it. I don't know what else to tell you, Patrick. I mean, but I'm... You know, I need some payment for you summoning me here.
Yeah, I thought you were going to get to that.
Yes.
So, does this it? Does that mean I have to sell you my soul?
I'm actually quite a large indie rock fan myself. So,
I didn't know that.
Yes, well, there's a couple records on your shelf that I see here that, I could take them, or you could let me give you some boils.
I can give you a couple of indie rock records from my collection, or some boils, I don't
both.
Have to sell my soul?
No, but I much enjoy giving people rashes.
Well, how about those records?
All right, there, pick them out for me, Patrick.
I'll do it. Thanks, Satan, I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, I'm quite a pleasant guy, actually.
It's really nice to get to know you, and you don't seem so scary and intimidating.
Oh, great. Yes, I'm only 5'2".
Well, folks, there you have it. That was my encounter with Satan. But interestingly enough, the night didn't end there exactly. When I walked Satan out to his car, it seemed his battery had died. So while we were waiting for AAA to come and give him a jump, I asked him a few questions. I said, "Did you ever meet Robert Johnson at the crossroads?" The devil told me no, he didn't. He did meet someone there, a blues singer. He thinks it might have been a cousin of Robert Johnson's, named Tommy. Then I asked him, "Did you ever know Jimmy Page?" "Yes, he did. The devil told me he went and played some violin with Jimmy Page at a few jam sessions, and they recorded them, but they've never been released." It seems the tapes were mysteriously erased. I wonder how that happened. Finally, I asked him about indie rock and his collection, and he told me he got out of the mainstream altogether after that Charlie Daniels Band song really turned him off. Ultimately, though, despite my best efforts, this is a bittersweet tale. I wasn't able to rescue the Book Nook episode we had recorded, but I gave it my best shot. Some might say I went a little too far to try to save it. But I did learn a thing or two about recording, the spirit of rock and roll, and what the devil called the mediocre arts. And I'm glad I did. But I'm mostly glad to have Jim as a partner in this crazy podcast adventure, and I'm proud that we have made it to 666 episodes. Mostly, though, I'm glad to have all you as listeners. Here's hoping we have another 666 in us. Satan willing, of course. And oh yeah, if you want to check out some further explanations of the devil and rock and roll, be sure to pick up Peter Berbigol's book, Season of the Witch, How the Occult Saved Rock and Roll. I can't recommend it highly enough. That brings this crazy cautionary tale to its close. We'll talk to you guys next week when you hear my voice and Jim's on some new episodes. Keep rocking the suburbs every day.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Me damn sure that Pilate washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you, hope you guessed my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and its ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank. When the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank. Pleased to meet you. Hope you get my name.
What's happening?
Yeah, well, you're welcome, Patrick.